I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. This week, the People's Republic of China celebrated its 59th birthday. Communist leaders honored past heroes, but also sang the praises of future reforms. China's Communist Party has changed a lot since 1949. Its economic reforms have transformed China into a big player in the global marketplace. But as Philip Martin reports, some in China say the result has been a widening income gap that contradicts the party's original mission.
Liu Qinghua sits outside a bright white new apartment building here in Shanghai's Jiabei district. She understands firsthand the benefits of being a Communist Party member. Thousands of poor families in this city have been displaced and pushed out to the far-flung suburbs. Hua is among those doing the pushing. She works for the Municipal Housing Authority as an evictor.
Some, like me, were given an apartment. We used the compensation money to buy homes. And others, who were quite poor, just had to move out to the suburbs.
Choice housing is just one of the many perks of Communist Party membership. Residents of the southern Chinese city of Dujiangyang, which was devastated by the recent earthquake, say bribes are another. They accuse local party officials of accepting favors in commissioning the construction of schools that flattened like cardboard when the tremor struck, killing hundreds of children. Party leaders have vowed to weed out corruption, but say some of it is unavoidable in a party whose membership has exploded to nearly 80 million, roughly 6% of the country's population.
You have to ask, why is the party expanding its membership ranks so dramatically?
Tarun Khanna, a Harvard Business School professor, is author of Billions of Entrepreneurs, about capitalism in China.
And the answer is that ideology has been thrown to the winds, and anybody who thinks it to be in their interest to be part of the party and is willing to work for economic development the way the party higher-ups interpret economic development is welcome to be a member.
But the interpretation of economic development has changed a lot since the days of party chairman Mao Zedong. Here he is declaring the People's Republic of China on October 1, 1949. In Mao's view, the party's responsibility was to advance the dictatorship of the proletariat. To that end, the Cultural Revolution was launched in 1966, when millions of youthful Red Guard purged cities and towns of businessmen and intellectuals, and peasant leaders assumed government positions. Party membership stalled, but with Mao's death in 1976, a new phase began for the Communist Party. To foster development, the party embraced capitalism, even if it continued to crack down hard on political dissent.
They yelled and shouted, and then as troop lorries were seen moving down the road, there was gunfire from those lorries.
The killing of scores of students in Tiananmen Square in June of 1989 by government troops shocked much of the world, but it actually sped up the pace of party recruitment. So says Tarun Khanna of the Harvard Business School.
Expanding party membership is a way of co-opting the elites into the power structure. You're much less likely to protest if I call you a brother.
Khanna says since the 1980s, the party has embraced capitalists, Western-educated intellectuals, and artists. He says the party recognizes that most people's needs have shifted from basic necessities like food and clothing to modern consumer goods like scooters and flat-screen TVs. But if accepting economic development at the expense of political freedoms seems like a Faustian bargain, it's not viewed that way by many Chinese. At a bar in Beijing's fashionable Lakes District, a musician sings about love under the halo of a crimson lantern hung from the stage. Mao Yinzhao is a waiter who says life here is great, and for that he credits China's leaders. But life is not so good for an estimated 10% of China's population, which has yet to realize the benefits of the socialist market economy. The cost of housing and basic public services are out of reach for many families. Even Maya Li, a young freelance writer in Beijing, worries about her own future.
It's more and more difficult to get financial security in China, especially with the real estate market rocketing for the past 3 years. So I'm a little bit pessimist.
But China's leaders believe that their policies are consistent with original Communist Party priorities. Life might be tough for tens of millions of citizens, but they believe the welfare of several hundred million trumps the disenfranchisement of a few million. That's a view with which many hardline Marxists, who still believe in the dictatorship of the proletariat, would probably disagree. For The World, I'm Philip Martin.